30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. What the fuck is this bus doing? Just kind of camping out here. That's annoying. So we're here today to talk about The Girls on the Bus. Episode, what episode number is this? Episode 3. And I think this might be one of my favorite shows of the year. Now, look, that said, I do have some problems with it. Like, I do feel like there's definitely feels like an episode was missing in the middle of this. Like, I feel like there was a, what's the word for here? Like, an opportunity to be like, oh, well, we have to do, you know, like there was an opportunity to be like, hang on, let me reset a little bit. Sorry, I'm tired today. In this episode, there's a point where all the characters are kind of gelling together, and they all come off like they're very friendly and they're friends. And that's very early in the episode. And this happened at a point where I was like, wait, so when did this happen? When did we get this relationship with these characters? Because I don't remember that ever happening. And that's a big development for these characters. Like, for that to be the case. And to that end, I'm like, okay, we I feel like that's something that would have been helpful to have. I think this episode, this show is laying groundwork in an interesting way for, what's it called, for what goes on in the future. And that's great, but we do need to have something resembling, like, a plot in this episode that, like, you know, is engaging enough where I'm like, alright, let me just keep tuning in every week, and see what goes on. Because I feel like that's kind of what this show is missing, on a fundamental level. It's missing a driving force to, you know, I feel like I was rambling a little bit. But, like, it feels like it's like, you know, the TV equivalent of like, alright, we'll talk about it next time. We'll deal with it next time. But what about now? Why don't we just deal with it now? Instead of being like, okay, so we have to, you know, like, we have to... There's this issue with Carla Gugino's character and her daughter. It's a recurring issue where it's like they're not communicating. The daughter very clearly has to talk to her mother about something, but she's so committed to her job that she keeps missing these calls. I have to take this call for work. I'm in a meeting. I have to do this. And the daughter very clearly has something important to say about her own life, but Carla Gugino's character keeps putting it off. The one time we see the daughter in the episode, you can tell she's scared and she's, you know, it's a problem she's dealing with, so she's gonna feel abandoned. I think that there was a character that I'm like, I don't think they're gonna live the entire way through the show. I'm fairly certain that the chief of staff for Totally Not Hillary Clinton is the one on the other side of the phone. I feel like that's not a huge leap in logic, but I do feel like that's gonna be the big reveal in this show, is gonna be that he's the one who's working with, I keep forgetting her name. Like, and I say her name so much because she's the lead, but, like, she, Melissa Benoist's character, like, whose name I still didn't look up how to pronounce. And it's one of those things where it's, like, very clearly this is being telegraphed that, like, this guy is going to be the source that she's working with. Because we never, It's weird. The whole thing like that is weird. And I do like they're like, you know, they're dealing with kind of real world issues where they're dealing with like their version, this alternate universe version of Pizzagate, which, you know, they're like, we reported on that. That was not our finest hour. And it's like, you know, it's one of those hindsight 2020 things. So, you know, I think there's a lot of things that are working well for the show. I do like the relationship that everyone kind of has with the girl who is the influencer. I think that that's a very interesting approach to take, because it does allow you the ability to, you know, provide an in for the audience to explain things and make sure that everyone's kind of on the same page about key terms and key aspects of what's going on. And I do like the everyone coming together to support this girl. And I think it is interesting what the show says about, like, all of these varying people on varying, you know, aspects of the political spectrum who are all, you know, they're like, look, we're just in this for work. This is what we do. We're covering the Democratic primary. That's what we're doing. I feel like the interesting aspect of Christina Elmore's character has kind of been not dismissed, but not really dealt with this episode, which is a shame. Because, like, the fact that she is a, you know, a black woman who is dealing with, you know, the racism of a, you know, like, taking the career aspect and replacing it this time with, like, the issue of her trying to split herself between her husband and the impending wedding and her job, like, it's all very, it's an interesting thing for her. Like, as interesting, I remember her character's name now. Melissa Benoist's character's name is Sadie. I'm not going to forget it now. As interesting as what she's going through, what's going on with her, with Kimberlyn, that's the other character's name, is a lot more interesting, and it's a lot more deep and nuanced, in a way that creates an environment where things could be more interesting. You could have, you know, interesting stories happening. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of that story unfold as this show continues. What else have we got? I really liked, what's it called? I really liked the whole thing of Sadie kind of jumping back and forth between what she wants to do and who she's covering. I think that's a great thing for her character, because it gives the opportunity to kind of illustrate visually what her internal struggle is. Namely, she doesn't know, you know, like, she's not clear about what direction she wants to take, in this campaign. I think that the drama between her and the chief of staff for not Hillary, Walker is her name, but I don't know why, I think Sadie Walker had to be a character in another show, because I always put the two of them together, but no, it's just Walker is the Hillary stand-in. The whole thing with, what's it called, the whole thing with her and the chief of staff is kind of contrived. I'm not super jazzed about that. I get why they're doing it, and look, Sadie made the point in the episode. It's like, if you are a female reporter, a female journalist, you cannot sleep with anyone in the campaign, or even have the appearance of impropriety with anyone in the campaign you're covering, despite the fact that men have done it for years. And that's exactly where this is going. You know, she gets caught by the guy who was covering not Joe Biden's campaign, and then not Joe Biden ends up dying during a marathon, which was a shot. Like, that was another, oh shit. Like, when that happened. But, like, that thing was, you know, and they handle that so well. I think that Carla Gugino is a great actress, and she was able to convey the emotion of that moment of, like, this guy, like, a long-time friend, a long-time family friend she's known since she was 4 years old, like, dying, but it's still her job to cover the death, so she's like, oh, holy shit, like, I gotta, like, you know, we gotta do this. It was handled so well. I think that this, like, this show continues to be interesting, and I will continue to watch it. And I think that this is currently, I mean, we saw the trailer for The Penguin yesterday. I saw it, like, 3 weeks ago, but we saw the trailer for The Penguin yesterday, and I am very, very interested in what's it called, in what this, you know, in what this show can continue to bring. My only concern is that whatever they're building to, because we know they're building to something in terms of, like, what's going on with the broader, you know, question of, what's it called? The broader question of, like, what happened at the beginning of the first episode, that we're now flashing back to all of this. And I think that what's going to end up happening is this whole thing is going to be the deposition that leads up to it. I mean, look, me personally, I think there's going to be something going on with not Hillary. Like, I think that that's what this is going to come down to. Not Hillary's up to something shady, and that's what's going to come out of the DNC after she gets the nomination. Because if we look at who's in play right now in terms of this, the not AOC doesn't have a chance. The stuntman, I don't think, has a chance. They haven't spent enough time with him. I think if anyone has a chance, it's going to be Mark Consuelos. But even he, I don't think, has a chance to really stand in and be the nominee. This is going to come... I mean, not Hillary is going to come in and take it, even though she took third. Or Walker. I keep calling her not Hillary, because that's kind of her role in this. But we'll call her Walker from now on, because that's the character's name. But yeah, I think that she's going to come in and take the nomination, and there's going to be something that Sadie knows that can't get out for whatever reason. And I don't know what that could possibly be. And it's also weird that, like, this character is definitely meant to be Hillary Clinton, but they reference scandals that have happened that impacted Hillary Clinton. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I understand, it's a fine line you have to walk when you do something like this, where it's like, you know, but here's the thing. If in this world, Hillary Clinton doesn't exist, and Walker is the Hillary Clinton of this world, and very clearly she is, Brad Ghazi can't be a thing, unless in this world also, there was also a Benghazi incident that this person was involved with. Like, if no other politician in the show, or reporter, or anything is the same, like, okay, Benghazi may have still happened. It's a weird thing to have still happened, out of everything. It's a weird situation. But yeah, we'll wrap up there for today. And until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.